With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. News media calling on the military commission at Guantanamo Bay to make public the plea deal struck with the 9/11 defendants. Here's correspondent Keith Peters.
Seven news organizations filed the motion Friday with the military judges at Guantanamo. They want the public to be able to know the terms of the deal struck between prosecutors and three defendants, including alleged mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. The plea bargains triggered objections from Republican lawmakers and families of some of the nearly 3,000 people killed that day. Controversy grew when Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin revoked the deal. Keith Peters reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, the governor of California weighing in on legislation that targets illegal immigrants.
California Governor Gavin Newsom vetoes a bill that would have allowed illegal immigrants to apply for first-time homebuyer assistance under Assembly Bill 1840. The California Housing Finance Authority's program would have been prohibited from disqualifying applicants based on their immigration status. Newsom says the budget does not allow for that assistance. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Amazon challenging the structure of the National Labor Relations Board in a lawsuit. It also accuses the agency of improperly influencing the outcome of a union election at a company warehouse more than 2 years ago. That complaint mirrors some legal arguments the tech giant made earlier this year in another legal filing in front of the agency. Other companies like Elon Musk, SpaceX, and Trader Joe's have also challenged the structure of the agency in pending suits. That massive fire in a school dormitory in Kenya, at least 21 students are dead, dozens more have been hurt, 70 kids still unaccounted for. This is SRN News. A historically black church rejecting gay marriage.
A number of Protestant denominations have decided to embrace homosexual unions, but the African Methodist Episcopal Church is standing firm. The church rejected an appeal to permit gay marriage at its recently concluded general conference. The denomination's Book of Doctrine states that, quote, the AME Church believes that unions of any kind between persons of the same sex or gender are contrary to the will of God. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
October is Pastor Appreciation Month, and the National Association of Evangelicals putting out ideas how congregations can express gratitude to their clergymen who are under a lot of stress. A spokesman says, quote, many Christians just don't realize how demanding it is to be a pastor. They face conflict and criticism while serving their church anywhere from 50 to maybe 70 hours a week. This is SRN News. It will be one huge auction, Ron Taylor reports.
A rare copy of the U.S. Constitution that was signed and sent to states to ratify is up for auction later this month in North Carolina. The document was found inside a filing cabinet at a property once owned by a former North Carolina governor. The copy was made after the Congress under the Articles of Confederation approved the new Constitution in 1787. Secretary Charles Thompson signed two copies for each of the 13 states and sent them away. Only eight are known to still exist, and the copy being sold September 28th by Bronc Auctions in Asheville is the only known privately held copy. Happy bidding. Ron Taylor reporting.
Wisconsin health officials initiating a recall of eggs. That follows an outbreak of salmonella infections among at least 65 people in nine states. More details at SRNNews.com.